It is a big contract. The winner could produce up to 55,000 vehicles, and that's not counting foreign sales. Wisconsin-based Oshkosh Defense is one of three companies hoping to land this $4 billion project. President John Urias says building the Humvee replacement means jobs and stability for a major employer in the state.
We have a significant experienced workforce here that I believe will be sustained should we win that contract. And you think about the suppliers that we have. We have a significant number of suppliers in the Wisconsin area as well.
Oshkosh is scheduled to deliver 22 vehicles over the next 33 months. The Army and Marines will put them and the competition through the ringer and eventually decide who will win the contract, if it gets that far. Brad Curran follows the defense industry for Frost & Sullivan. He says belt tightening in Washington could impact the contract.
It's possible that the contract, that the whole program will be canceled. It's possible that they'll keep it, but they'll go with a much smaller buy. It's possible that, you know, they'll keep the Humvee. It's by no means set in stone that they'll acquire all 55,000 vehicles that they're asking for.
Even making it this far in the selection process is an accomplishment. Curran says the Pentagon was impressed that Oshkosh delivered an armored vehicle for use in Afghanistan on budget and in a very short amount of time. Noah Evshinsky, Wisconsin Public Radio.